Jesus had come as a servant. He didn't want to be known as a ruling king, and he told his disciples not to tell the others. He had done many great miracles. He'd stilled the storm, he'd healed a demon-possessed man, and he'd brought a little dead girl back to life. He'd even given his disciples the same power to cure diseases. Well, Jesus said it wasn't always going to be easy for them. Instead, he said, if you and I want to follow him, then we need to be prepared to accept suffering in our lives as well. And the most important question is not what do I want, but what does Jesus want? And what would Jesus have me do? For what advantage is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? What advantage is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. Take his cross up daily and follow me. For what advantage is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? What advantage is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed or lost? For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, he will save it. He'll save it. What advantage is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is himself destroyed?